Welcome to Gruesomely Gorgeous. I'm your host, Taylor Wells. Joining me, my fellow narrator, Crystal Nail. All of our stories are researched by our criminal justice expert, Caitlin Brandt. Together, we are Gruesomely Gorgeous.
Good evening, all you gorgeously gruesome ghoulies and ghouls. It's Crystal here, and this evening we'll be talking about Patches the Clown, aka John Wayne Gacy. John Gacy was born March 17th of 1942 to a seemingly normal couple. His father, an auto repair machinist and World War I veteran. His mother was the homemaker. Gacy's childhood was far from perfect. He was close to his mother and his two sisters, but his father, on the other hand, was a very abusive alcoholic. He used to beat John, his wife, and two daughters. In 1949, Gacy's father was told that John and another boy had fondled a girl. So he was then punished with a razor strap. Later that same year, a family friend would molest Gacy in his truck. Gacy was scared to tell his father for fear of repercussion. In 1960, Gacy is now 18. He became involved in politics, working as an assistant precinct captain for a Democratic Party candidate in his neighborhood. This led to more unwanted criticism from his father. Gacy held many jobs throughout the years in different places all around. He also graduated Northwestern Business College in 1963. In September of 1964, Gacy and fiancée Myers were married. And in February of 1966, Myers gave birth to their first child, a son, and a daughter followed in March of 1967. Also in 1967, the Waterloo Jaycees named John the outstanding vice president. Little did they know that Gacy and other Waterloo Jaycees were involved in wife swapping, drug use, prostitution, and pornography. In August of 1967, 15-year-old Voorhees, the son of a co-worker, was sexually assaulted by Gacy after being served alcohol. Gacy then began to trick other young men as well by saying it was in the name of scientific research and paying them up to $50 each. In 1968, Voorhees came clean to his father. His father went straight to the police, and Gacy was arrested. August 30th of 1968. Gacy offered an employee, Russell, who was 18 at the time, $300 to assault Voorhees to keep him from testifying. He agreed and was later arrested. After confessing, Gacy was then arrested as well and hit with another charge. June of 1969, Gacy was tried for parole and denied. After serving 18 months of a 10-year sentence, he was granted 12-month probation with a 10 p.m. curfew on June 18, 1970. He was later arrested again on sexual charges, but then released when the boy did not come to court. In the coming years, through his membership in a local moose club, Gacy became aware of a clown club called the Jolly Joker. In 1975, Gacy joined and created his own clown characters. His clown characters were Pogo and Patches the Clown. He performed at parties, political functions, and children's hospitals. From 1973 to 1977, several male employees moved in and then out with Gacy after Gacy tried to rape them. They were lucky to get out. Then the murders. Gacy raped, tortured, and murdered at least 33 young men and boys. He buried 26 of them in the crawl space of his home. All were murdered between 3 and 6 a.m. He committed these murders while doing clown tricks. Thus, the nickname the Killer Clown was born. Do you have any creepy clown encounters? Let us know. Good night.